When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. We're here to talk about the games that matter.
Do we have to? I don't really want to talk about football anymore.
Cooked? You done with it?
I think so. Like, we're going to talk about a sport, a game that children play.
I mean, that's fair. It's Red October.
It's not baseball anymore.
I watched the Flyers play last night.
Yeah, dude, Flyers. Let's go hockey.
They were playing the Oilers, so it was a Western time zone game.
Don't let us get hot.
I think you won, didn't you?
Lost 4-3.
Yeah, you're up 2-0, I think. So, that'll happen.
Yeah, you know, two-goal lead's the most dangerous lead in
it's
hockey.
True. Many people say that. I noticed that.
We're
and
in
this
all sports, right?
I'm going to tie this into college football. I noticed that. In the NHL game, in the hockey game, the NHL jerseys are no longer Adidas.
They're Fanatics?
They're Fanatics.
How does Fanatics keep getting these deals?
Dude.
They ruin baseball. They ruin everything. Like, everything Fanatics prints sucks.
It's bad. I'm very...
It makes me want, like, Michael Rubin to sell the Sixers. He needs to go. He's the issue. Michael Rubin's an awful, awful person. So everything he touches turns to shit. I mean, look at Meek Mill right now.
I mean, what, the audio and...
Not that, just the ties to Diddy, not great.
Yeah, not what you want. So what I'm going to tie this into college football with is, boy...
Also, Michael Rubin used to have his own white parties. He'd always throw one of the... I mean, Jay-Z was there, Diddy was there, all these people were there.
Okay, so...
What's he have to hide?
Yeah.
All that Fanatics money.
Molesting.
It's covering things up.
It's molesting. It's just molesting. I guess, maybe. I don't know. I don't even... Couldn't pick Michael Rubin out of a lineup. So,
the average white dude,
yeah,
rich,
fair enough,
has more money than God.
Because
he keeps locking down these deals for no reason. His products suck. Not an advertiser of the show. Never want him to be.
What, Fanatics?
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't take free jerseys from Fanatics. Their jerseys suck. I'd rather order the $15
Chinese
Eagles
ones?
Jerseys from China.
Yeah. Point and laugh at the first school that switches to Fanatics branded jerseys.
Do they even have their own, like, logo on the jersey?
Yep. That's how I knew.
Oh.
Their Fanatics, the Fanatics logo is right square in the middle of the back above the name.
It's awful.
It sucks, dude. So Fanatics does the NHL, and I guarantee you, they're going to start picking off colleges. If they have the NHL and technically MLB because it's Fanatics, but with the Nike slapped on it.
I can't believe Nike let them do that.
It's crazy. They are going to start sniping
schools. They must be stopped. We need to stop Fanatics.
Yeah, and whoever takes them first, just fucking point and laugh.
That seems like a Missouri move.
No, man, we're Nike all the way.
I know.
We're big Nike
school. So are we. But, yeah, I guess, man.
What schools were Under Armour?
Who's a prime candidate?
South Carolina is an Under Armour school.
Maryland, because Maryland started Under Armour.
Yeah, anywhere that's Adidas, you could see switching over.
Dude, all right, here's a shot in the dark. Kansas.
They're Adidas.
I know. They become the biggest fanatic school out there.
Gross. I hope they do, because I would never stop laughing at KU for that.
It also seems like a move that NC State would pull.
Yeah. Are they an Adidas school?
Someone in that tier. I don't know. I don't pay attention to the Wolfpack that much. They seem like an Adidas school, though.
Yeah. Texas Tech?
Tech doesn't seem like they want to change anything.
That's fair, but I mean, if Adidas lost the NFL, oh God, is the U
Miami?
Yeah,
are they not Nike? They seem like a Nike school.
Let's see what Cam Ward's rocking. Nope, they're Adidas.
Hmm.
The U would be a big get. KU would be a big get.
Yeah, but you know what would take over Miami before Fanatics?
What?
American Top Team. The fucking jiu-jitsu gym. The MMA gym.
Gross. Do they make their own jerseys?
They sponsor Miami. They give the athletes $1 million.
That's funny.
So
they just start making their own jerseys.
Yeah. Venom starts supporting. They just have the Venom logo.
Gross.
That'd be sick.
Ugh. That's so. Oh, Arizona State. Yeah. They got some good ones. NC State is an Adidas school.
Yeah, I knew that. It's one of the few.
Uh-oh.
We used to be in Adidas school, and then Marcus Jordan came.
Perfect. Can't have that, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have a Jordan
he
kid.
He refused to. He's like, I have to wear Jordans.
Yeah, I have to wear. It's all right. My dad will pay for it, because my dad's a billionaire. Mm-hmm.
And he turned us into a Nike school. Scott Frost came down from Oregon. Rest is history, and now we still suck.
Oh, A&M. Adidas.
Nah, I can't see A&M going Fanatics. Their fucking boosters would pay to get out of that deal.
A&M would be another one I could see.
Again,
but Kansas, no. I think, is prime. I think Kansas is prime.
Right there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Bill Self just like dapping up Michael Rubin.
Taking as much money as he needs for now. It's legal to pay people, so he can just do that.
Yeah, but he's got to pay for his legal fees.
Yeah.
You know, FBI is still snooping around.
You never know. All right, well, let's get into this week's. Oh, we have some news, I guess, that you put here at the top.
Yeah, Travis Hunter's back.
He's going to keep playing.
Yeah.
But I think the Heisman race, barring an injury, is probably.
It's not over.
I think it's over.
No, it's not.
I think it's over. I think Genty's got it.
Until he plays like a real team.
Genty?
Yeah.
He already gashed Oregon.
Yeah, but he'll play another real team in the Mountain West at some point.
I think UNLV's like next week.
He can't afford a bad game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He can afford one. If he breaks Barry Sanders' if he breaks Barry Sanders' record.
He's not going to.
He's going to have the Heisman.
I'll tell you right now, he won't.
Okay.
I think Dillon Gabriel's game against Ohio State very firmly puts him in the Heisman race now.
Okay.
It's still open. It's not an open and shut case, Johnson.
I think Genty is the front runner. He is the gambling
front runner. For sure. But I'm telling you, he has one or two bad games.
If he has two bad games, he gets a mulligan. He gets one mulligan.
But UNLV, let's say they hold him under 100 yards.
They won't.
They could. I mean, apparently, so they stack the box pretty often against him, and he still averages like 8 yards a carry against an 8-man front.
Yeah, because he's fucking insane, and their line's good too, I assume.
You'd have to imagine.
Yeah, one would think.
Yeah. But Travis Hunter's playing, so he's not going to be out. They'll be fine. Colorado, I think, is better than we anticipated, but not elite, obviously. Big 12.
Yeah.
They'll be third or fourth in the Big 12.
I think
Big 12 is actually really bad this year.
Big 12 is not bad. They just have no one at the top.
Kansas State.
If that's BYU the top, too. That's bad. That's a bad top.
BYU. BYU's undefeated.
Yeah, BYU is their number one school right now. But I think I think they have better depth than the Big 10. I don't think the Big 10.
Why is Kansas State a bad number one, though?
This current iteration of K-State ranked 17th. If that's the best team in your conference right now, that's pretty mid.
I think we're still undervaluing how good they are.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
They won the fucking year TCU went to the national championship. They won the Big 12.
Soft schedule. They got to play TCU in the Natty or in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah.
The TCU team stunk.
And they beat the shell of Michigan, your beloved Michigan Wolverines.
The TCU team stunk.
Yeah, Georgia exposed them. But
I mean, like, horrifically exposed them.
They were just, you know, they were gamers.
I think they were gamers because I think they had a ton of single possession victories, which is like not.
That's a good skill. And I mean, he's gone, though, and now that he's recruiting Sonny Dykes, TCU's kind of in a tailspin.
Yeah, yeah. He won with.
Maybe he's an issue. Maybe he won with Patterson's boys.
He did win with Patterson's boys.
Bring back Gary P.
Really?
He got removed because he was like, he said like slightly racist shit or something.
Oh, boy. So you got to be like Creighton basketball.
But he built the program.
Yeah,
You let McDermott say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And you let Gary P just kind of be Gary P.
He's not dropping N-bombs in the locker room. I'm sure he just said something like old guy.
He said he went old guy.
Yeah, that's like that's boy. Just ridiculous. But yeah, all right, Travis Hunter's back.
Jimmy Horn's playing again. He was hurt. So they'll be fine. They have a good game.
Who do they play again this week?
Arizona.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
At least. Last week I went 10-9. Don't let your boy get hot.
Uh-oh.
And I went 2-0 on my money line dogs.
Oh, Lord.
Including Cincinnati over UCF because we suck. You went 10-10.
Right.
I gave you an extra victory.
Why?
Because you took UNT initially as your a game for in case they play or don't play.
Yeah, yeah.
And he took UNLV. I just gave you credit for both wins.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate that.
You went 10-10, 1-0 on your money line dog because you also went with Cincinnati.
Felt right. You know better than anybody.
Just keep feeding UCF.
Yeah.
I mean, we're fucking running out Jakari Brown now. Bench KJ Jefferson. Now we're talking about we're going to get run by Iowa State. On the season, I'm 59-68-1. The path to 500 just comes down to one good week.
It really does.
Yeah. 5-4 minor line dogs, though. So, boom. Above 500 there. You're 70-56-2, 3-4 on the money line dogs.
What a record. What a goddamn. That means I'm probably in the money on the money line dogs at this point.
No, probably not.
Probably in the money.
You're probably not. So let's get to this week's games.
Let's go.
Starting with Thursday night, Boston College at Virginia Tech. The over-under is 48. BC's getting 7. Kind of a big line here.
It is a big line. What is Tommy Castellanos's like health situation? I know he played against Virginia, but I wonder like how healthy he was. I didn't get to watch that game.
Yeah, I can't tell you if he's playing or not, or if how injured he is. He should be playing.
Yeah, I think he is playing. I'm just like, what?
Oh, just kidding. Or no. As of 2 hours ago, he is prop bet, so you're fine.
Yeah, that's 3 weeks ago. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So he's playing. Virginia Tech, disappointing year, as we keep saying every week. But
has it been that disappointing?
I mean, the loss to Vanderbilt looks a lot better. They lost a tight Miami one against Rutgers, which is fine, and then should have beaten Miami.
I think those are three quality losses. Beat the shit out of Stanford last week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago. I think, yeah, they're starting to come around, starting to find their own wins against Old Dominion, whatever, Marshall, whatever. Boston College, Bill O'Brien. He's got the boys at 4-2. I think if you told any Boston College fan, they'd be 4-2 at this point.
Oh, they'd be ecstatic. Two bad weeks in a row, though. Tight win over Western Kentucky and then lost to Virginia at Virginia.
I don't think Virginia's that bad either. They do have a win over Michigan State.
They do. BC's been playing tough games.
And I mean, you know, they scored late against you guys, but they kept it close. Not that Missouri's good. They'll probably be outside. We'll be talking about them soon.
Nah, we're in the rankings all year, baby. We're still in the fight. Still in the fight. There's a path. There's a clear path.
I mean, everyone's got a path at this point. 12 teams?
I'll take Virginia Tech here just because I think the worst-case scenario is a push. Like, if I had to imagine, it feels like BC probably covers, but I'll take Virginia Tech.
48.5, I think, under there.
Yeah, that feels...
Short week. I mean, they haven't really been super prolific, either team.
No. It's a slop. It's going to be a slop fest.
Bill's going to try
to
run the ball, milk that clock. Yeah, I mean, I could see this being like a 27-21 game. You win by a half point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
get that under.
Absolute gross game.
This is another gross game. Florida State's catching 3 at Duke. The over-under is 42.5. Manny Diaz and the boys. Duke also outkicking expectations.
5-1. I'm so mad at Cal for losing to Florida State. Yeah. We could have a winless Florida State
right now.
Like, God damn it. How does that happen?
Duke just lost to Georgia Tech 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, road game at Georgia Tech.
It's tough. Only loss in the season, though. Squeaked one against UConn. They beat Northwestern. Northwestern win is starting to look better. Northwestern just rolled Maryland.
Yeah, Northwestern.
They're fine.
I think they're about to get a bowl game. I think they're on pace for a bowl game.
They could.
Boy, it feels like.
This looks like Florida State all the way.
You think so?
I do. Okay. I think Florida State's going to slowly climb. They're going to claw back out of hell. I think they went through their turbulence. Like, yeah, their last game was against, they're coming off a bye.
Yeah, they played
they lost
a close,
to Clemson.
Close-ish game against Clemson. I mean, all things considered.
Lost to SMU.
Two-possession game. They got murdered by SMU.
Coming off the bye week, you regather yourself. You beat Duke, and then you fucking ramp up for that Miami game. Your whole season's that Miami game.
It really is. God, how's Duke's offense look this year?
It's pretty inept. You got Murphy at the helm. He was the old freshman quarterback at Texas.
Yeah. God damn, dude. This is just... Oh, yeah, Malik Murphy. this just sucks. This game is impossible.
You know, you just let Brock Glenn sling it, you know? You just open it up with Brock Glenn.
I will take Duke just because fuck Florida State. This feels like another game they could just push for all I know. Like
a Duke 3-point win, 24-21. Yeah. Next up, we got Fresno minus 2.5 at Nevada. The over-under is 50.5. Nevada coming off a huge win against the Oregon State Beavers.
I cannot believe they beat. Man, Oregon State, come on. You're just throwing it all away.
I know. Fumbled a potential path to the playoff. They're eliminated.
They're done. Oh, they're absolutely done. There's nothing left. Meanwhile, Fresno loses to Washington State. Close game.
Wazoo's good.
Yeah, I agree. I was saying it was a close game.
Wazoo still has a path.
Yeah. I'll take the home dog here.
You go Nevada?
Yeah. I don't know if they win or anything, but
I will go Nevada money line as well.
Oh, money line dog?
I'll be my money line dog.
Shit. All right.
Week. Wolfpack. Ow, ow. Next up, Wisconsin at Northwestern. The over-under is 41.5. Wisconsin is laying 7 points. I think Northwestern might have found something here. They're cooking a little bit. Wisconsin's good. They're starting to hit their stride as well. But, yeah, that fucking stadium that's right on the lake, the temporary stadium they built.
Oh, it's sick.
They should just keep that as their full time.
Yeah, man, Wisconsin playing angry, back-to-back, massive blowouts. Not going to hate on Northwestern for losing to Indiana. Or even at Washington. That's kind of a weird road trip that they'll now have to make regularly.
I'll take the points. Also, I think this might be an early.
It's 11 a.m.
So, always a sleepy game in Northwestern.
You know what, though? They fucking. Wisconsin's used to that shit, too, though. So, I'm laying. Man, give me. Wisconsin's rolling. Give me Wisconsin here.
Oh, they did beat the shit out of Rutgers.
Yeah, Wisconsin is rolling. Give me Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Do you think they'll kind of get back to competing for Big Tens?
I still like the Fickle hire, so yeah, one would imagine, right?
Maybe getting into the game. I don't know. Now you got Oregon, you got Ohio State, Penn State. It's Wisconsin.
It's really,
Wisconsin's ceiling? 5?
Like fifth best program
in the Big Ten.
In the Big Ten, no. Their ceiling is their ceiling is second best program in the Big Ten.
Like if Oregon has to come to Madison in like November,
like in general, yeah. No, because Wisconsin, there's nothing that makes Penn State that much better than Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a historic football program. USC outside of Pete Carroll has not been good in the last 30 years, really. Oregon's great, but Oregon can be beaten. Like Penn State's the same way. Penn State's not like anything amazingly special. Michigan, as we've seen, has mostly been mid this century. Obviously, they won a natty, but like outside of the Harbaugh years,
I guess moving forward, like what kind of NIL situation does Wisconsin have?
I think they could do a pretty solid one. The Big Ten, in theory, in terms of program ceiling, is loaded. Loaded. Michigan State, Wisconsin. These are great programs that are like kind of down. Great programs.
I think it's over for Wisconsin. Like as a ever sniffing Indy, you know. I don't think they'll get in that Big Ten championship.
Well, first off, the Big Ten championship hasn't even existed for that long.
It doesn't matter. They ain't going back.
Okay.
They ain't going back.
Okay.
I feel bad for Jared.
Nebraska, that's another one that's
They
have a lot of. There's a lot of sleeping giants in the Big Ten.
Not really.
I think there are.
Oh yeah, what, Minnesota?
No, of course not Minnesota.
Your favorite?
No.
I always forget you hate Minnesota for no reason.
Because their fans were like oddly arrogant when we played them in the Citrus Bowl.
Well, they have a natty.
3.
Were they all during like World War II?
They were in the 40s. Let's see. Hold on. If they were, I hope they were stolen valor natty.
They're just draft dodgers. You can't win titles in the 40s when you should be serving your country.
40, 41. Yeah, they have 7 claimed national titles. 34, 35, 36, 40, 41. So not during the war.
I mean, it's popping off. You could have went over.
Yeah, and then they won, I guess, in 1960. They have a claimed one as well.
You could have helped the Brits.
Yeah, you could have been in Eagle Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't. But you weren't.
Cowards.
Yeah.
Playing football? Playing a child's game again? UCLA, +4.5 at Rutgers. The over-under is 40.5. UCLA, like we discussed last week, one of the toughest schedules in the country. They are 1-5. Did cover last week.
Okay.
Maybe Deshaun Foster has it going in the right direction. I mean, it's tough.
Give me Rutgers here all day. I'm for the same reason I took them against Washington and other school. Like, this sucks. This game is starting
stuff.
At what?
The cross country.
This game is starting at 9 a.m. for the UCLA players. Their bodies are not. Which
they're,
means
they're just their souls are beaten.
Yeah,
physically, mentally, emotionally.
I love Rutgers covering 4.5 here. Oh my god.
I'm just going to hit that under hard. This screams like 14-3.
And like, let's see what UCLA, I mean, has UCLA covered 4.5 in their losses? They did cover 4 against Minnesota, sure. Every single other one of their losses has been substantial.
Their game last week, they covered 5.5.
They would have covered this spread last week is what I'm saying. They would not have covered this spread any other week.
Next up, Arizona State. This is a good game, actually. For some reason, it's catching 6 at Cincinnati. The over-under is 49.5.
What?
I don't know what is happening if they're valuing Cincinnati's win over UCLA. Like,
what does Vegas know?
They keep valuing UCF as a better team than they are.
Now, look, let's pump the brakes on Arizona State a little bit, right? They beat a crippled Utah.
Truly.
They barely beat a, like, spiritually crippled Kansas, and also crippled because Jalen Daniels is apparently just not right anymore. And they again, Kansas is spiritually crippled as well at this point. So two barely beating teams that are not operating anywhere near their full potential.
Just win, baby.
I get that. Loss at Tech, fine.
That's a good loss. Tech actually, talk about a team with a path.
I get it. Loss at Tech. Only win by 7 against Mississippi State. And then I know you love Texas State.
They were beating the shit out of Mississippi State. Mississippi State kind of came back.
Okay. And I know you love Texas State, but you should probably still win by more than 3.
In San Marcos? No way. Dude, that's a tough road game. That's a true road game.
All right. Either way, though.
It was on ESPN. They packed the stadium. It's probably the first sellout in Texas State history.
It probably was, yeah. Now, Cincinnati, on the other hand, I don't really know what to make of them because they're a surprising 4-2, and their only losses are at Tech and to Pitt, which is fine.
Undefeated Pitt.
Those are fine losses.
Yeah.
They beat you guys. They did exactly what they should have done against Houston. They were fine against Miami. I'll take the points here. I'll take Arizona State. I think this is a tight game. I think this is a 3-ish point game.
You're going to Arizona State?
Yeah. I don't know that Arizona State wins the game.
I will also take the 6. Yeah, dude, fucking Scatabo, man.
I know.
Also, Sam Levitt, love that kid. He's only a freshman. Dillingham's got the boys rolling.
I do love Arizona State's coach.
I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Absolutely.
Just hire 38-year-olds as your coach.
He's 34.
I thought Dillingham was 38.
Arizona State coach Dillingham?
Yeah. Either way, if he's 34, that makes me depressed. I should be coaching a football team next year.
Yeah, ASU head coach.
Dillingham.
Oh, he's 34.
Damn. He's a year older than me. He's just fucking mobbing up with a student section.
He's probably, the first college football coach born in the 90s, head coach?
Was he born in 90?
90.
Exactly. Maybe. Obviously he's born in the 80s, but McVay got a job pretty early.
Yes, Sean McVay is my age, and he was like 34, 35 when he got the Rams job, which is just fucking painful.
Yeah.
There's no point in telling this audience because you guys are all older, but I just want to tell kids, like, if you think it's depressing when you start being the same age as the athletes you watch.
The coaches.
Wait until you're the same fucking age as the coaches.
Because I at least understand the athlete. Even when you're in college, you're like, oh yeah, we got like a 19-year-old that's a stud.
Right.
Or like Ryan Williams comes in and 17 years old and just kills it.
But being the same age, because the players, you'll be like, oh yeah, that guy looks my age. The coaches always look older than you, even though they don't.
All that stress, they're going bald.
Yeah, but like even though they don't look older than you, like objectively, like if a third party in your eyes, you see them and you're like, that's the grown-up.
I like all the grad assistants too, especially when they're calling the plays in. And they have to wear like a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
So the Oregon Ohio State game, they had a chick calling in plays for Oregon. But she was wearing like a blue jumpsuit.
What? Does she have to be identified? Is it like a green sticker on your helmet or something?
No, it's probably so the quarterback, so Dillon Gabriel can see her.
Knows where to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's so they stand out on the sidelines.
Yeah.
But yeah, the chick was calling in plays.
Sweet. Good for her.
See that Ohio State? You lost to a woman.
Sad. Lost to the woke agenda.
The woke agenda. Next up, we got Louisiana. -4.5 at Coastal. Over under 56.5. Both teams, you know.
Doing work.
Yeah. Louisiana's what, 5-1? Coastal's 4-2. This has significant implications for the Sun Belt, the Fun Belt, especially now that JMU has a loss.
Yeah. By the way, the Cajuns only lost to Tulane. I mean,
Tulane's resume is looking better and better.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, their only loss is to Tulane. So, give me Louisiana. That's a handy spread.
I think you can just go on the teal turf?
Yeah, I do. I do think
the dub.
Think them Cajuns.
You think
can.
You just go to Myrtle?
No one just goes to Myrtle. Yeah, and I agree with that.
You're going to handle business in Myrtle? No way. No fucking way. You're going to stop at some t-shirt shops. You're probably going to smoke some, what was the fucking shit that used to be legal that would make you hallucinate that you get the boardwalk?
Oh, God damn it.
Salvia.
Salvia.
That's it. Yeah. So you're gonna go to the t-shirt shop. You're going to get some salvia. You're going to smoke some salvia in Myrtle. You're going to go to the beaches. You're going to pick up some agent divorcee.
Forget
and you're
going to
get distracted.
Yeah.
They are Cajun, though. They are Cajun.
They're kind of used to a lot of that.
Yeah.
No, especially the salvia or smoking random unidentified objects.
Maybe like sniffing paint.
Yeah, they put a lot of poison in their bodies themselves.
But I will go Coastal in the points at home.
All right.
This is a fun game here. South Carolina's catching 2.5.
Well, where are we going to make the bet on this?
Well, they're going to Norman. Over-under's 40.5. But you're going to place your bets
at mybookie.com.
Of course.
That is where you are going to make all your bets. Go to mybookie.com, use the promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And if you're an OG day one homie type of guy, you are in the MyBookie Plus rewards program. So for every dollar you bet, you get at least 1 point in the reward program. If it's part of a parlay, you get like 3 points. If it's a straight bet, you get 1 point. And then so on and so forth with teasers and all types of other bets like that. It's awesome. That'll win you back like free bets and insurance on bets and stuff like that. All the details are in the Drinking Bros Sports Facebook group. It's one of the pinned posts at the top. Definitely check it out. You can also play in their live casino. We do that every week on Casino Friday. They got blackjack. It's like playing blackjack over Zoom, essentially. Real tables, real people. It's not some sketchy casino bullshit or whatever. It's really awesome. Highly recommend checking it out. And then, of course, you can bet on the election if you want. Kamala Harris is the dog right now. We're kind of dog boys here. We always take plus money typically, but Trump's odds are not like crazy. I think there's value in both candidates actually at this point, especially since it is a tight race.
Damn, I wish they gave me odds on J.D. Vance.
I know, right? Because if Trump
kicks the bucket, you
chokes
know?
On some McDonald's yeah, over the next fucking yeah, it's Vance is in there.
I think yeah, I think the Republican Party probably wins. So give me Vance in that juice, dude.
Yep. But yeah, you could bet on freaking anything at MyBookie. And again, the presidential odds are pretty tight. So I would highly recommend checking that out. Value on both plays there. You're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program if you bet there a lot. And first-time bettors can double your deposit up to $1,000 with the promo code DRINKINBROS at MyBookie.com. All right, what was our next game?
South Carolina catching 2.5 at Oklahoma. Over-under is 40.5. Your favorite, the Oklahoma.
This
Sooners.
Is a toughie, man. I hold South Carolina in decent regard, to be honest. Even though they're on a,
you've come full circle on Shane Beamer.
They've just looked good this year, and they didn't. Ole Miss handled them, but like the rest of the time, like they should have beaten LSU. They gave Bama a game. Yeah. At Bama, which is.
Oklahoma's talking about redshirting Jackson Arnold.
Why?
Just to save it a year.
But they won't, though, because he'll leave. Not maybe transfer, but like if he's good enough, he'll just go to the draft. So you're not really saving a year.
No. He's not good enough to go to the draft. That's the whole thing. You can be an elite college quarterback and have no future.
I agree. But wasn't he like a five-star stud? That's what I'm saying is...
I don't think he was. I think
yeah, like, four. Yes, you can redshirt certain people and they will stay around because they're a great college quarterback, but you couldn't
right, but there's no reason to like waste him this year.
Okay,
you just move, you red slap that red shirt on.
Tennessee has lost two of their last three, and quite frankly they should have lost to Auburn. They won on a pick six.
Tennessee,
what?
Oklahoma.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I was looking at Tennessee. Oklahoma's lost two of their last three. Versus Tennessee, versus Texas. They should have lost to Auburn. They won on a pick six, which is never great, not really replicable. South Carolina, meanwhile, I don't think they should have beaten Bama. They should have beaten LSU. Ole Miss handled them. I'll say this. I think South Carolina's defense has been playing fairly well, and I don't think Oklahoma has the offense. I'm taking South Carolina as my money line dog.
Okay. I think these teams are fairly even, and I'll just take the home team. I'll lay the 2.5.
Okay.
Oklahoma by a field goal. You win that game. Next up, we got NC State catching 10 at Cal.
Oh, God. How do you even read? And a half. How do you read this game?
Well, the woke agenda, of course.
God damn, dude.
I think the best thing to do here is just hold your nose, take the under.
That is let's see what they've been scoring like here this year. Oh boy. I mean, they dropped 30 on week four, 24, 35. Yeah, they dropped a fake 35 on Clemson.
Another cross country road trip.
Yeah, that's, they're playing at home.
Cowboys. Yeah. Huge ACC implications. And by that I mean no implications.
They're both 0-3 in the ACC. Who gets their first ACC win this year? I think Cal collects their first ACC scalp this week, but do they cover 10? No, no, they don't.
All right, you're going NC State.
Yeah, NC State points for sure.
Here's another fucking gross-ass game. Big 12. Houston catching 5.5.
We got
Kansas.
Some great games this week.
The over-under is 47.5.
I love these games. These are fantastic. How the fuck does Houston have a better record than Kansas? That is insane.
Kansas has one win.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Does Kansas go on a run here?
Ugh. God. They were...
Well, next week they got fucking K-State. Wait, so.
Is this a look-ahead game?
Could be.
Yeah, honestly, it could be. Like, they really might not be too focused on the present. At least Houston just beat TCU, which who knows how the fuck that happened.
What a tough fucking break for Kansas. I mean, you had Illinois on your schedule. You had UNLV, who randomly was just elite this year as far as G5 teams
go. Well, what's
fucked
is they should have beaten UNLV.
I know.
And they should have beaten West Virginia, but there was a weird delay.
Lost Arizona State. Yeah, I mean, they got Kansas State on the schedule still, Iowa State, BYU. They're not making a bowl.
No. No, they're not making a bowl. They're going to lose.
Also Colorado on the schedule, too.
They're going to lose four games. They have another four-game losing streak on their schedule. They have to win this game. I mean, they have to win this game. The question is, will
Leopold,
they?
In danger? Maybe it's good.
If Leipold or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that good for Kansas? Because he was getting kind of smoked to be a...
He was very hot. He got a Matt Campbell situation going on here. Right.
Maybe you want, you know, every good year you have a Kansas, you want to balance it out with a bad year.
Yes.
So
yes.
You can keep Leopold.
Two steps forward, one step back type of situation is what you want. Take that one step back. Everyone gets afraid, right? Michigan State doesn't want to hire your guy or whatever.
He wins 8 games again. He starts to get more and more job offers, but he stays. Yeah, you just bounce it out.
God, this game is...
This is gross.
I think...
I'll take Houston in the points.
What's the over-under?
47.5. I don't feel great about that either.
That's... Let's see. Houston had 49. Oh, good Lord. Houston was shut out 2 weeks in a row, which is just crazy. Kansas has been letting up points. You know what? I'm going to get wacky. I'm going to take the over.
All right. Then we got Hawaii traveling to Pullman. Hawaii's catching 19 in one of the strangest places probably in the country, Pullman, Washington.
Feels like the opposite of Hawaii.
Overrunner is 55.5. Hawaii kind of gave Boise a little bit of a game. I mean, they lost 28-7, but
they
much
did.
Closer than
they technically. So I won money on that game because I bought a half point. The line was 21 at kickoff, so I bought it to 20.5. So they technically pushed on that game. Hawaii did against Boise.
They're a different beast on the island.
They are. They're not on the island now. I think Wazoo butt fucks here. Just absolutely rolls.
I'm going to take the under because I just don't think Hawaii's going to score.
Fair.
And I think Wazoo could, you know, max out at like 42.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we got USC -7 at Maryland. The over-under is 56.5. USC devastating loss to Penn State.
Oh, boy.
They blew that game.
I think
they were up, what, 20-6 at one point?
Yeah. I mean, by the way, USC has had back-to-back devastating losses.
Is Lincoln Riley on the hot seat?
He should be. He's bad. He's a bad coach. He should be an OC. He is not. I was joking with one of my friends who went to SMU.
Should he go on the cliff route?
Be an NFL OC?
Yeah.
Yes, probably. Yeah, honestly. I was joking with one of my friends who went to SMU. Her mom went to USC. She's a big USC fan. And her sister went to OU, so she roots for OU, too. But she went to SMU, but she roots for all three teams. And I was like, dude, here's what's going to happen next. SMU's coach is going to get hired away.
Lashley
gets hired away. Riley gets fired. SMU hires Lincoln Riley. And your circle of Lincoln Riley destroying your college football life is complete.
Lincoln Riley at SMU wouldn't be bad, though.
It would be bad.
That'd be a good fit.
It'd be bad.
That's the type of program he should coach.
Or you could just play with his toys.
Dude, he could win 11 games every year at SMU.
In the ACC?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe that is where he should go. He really should be an NFL offensive coordinator.
Just follow Cliff.
Yeah, but
Cliff's cooking right now with Jaden Daniels. I actually give him all the credit for Jaden Daniels.
It's not Quinn. Well, Dan yeah. Quinn?
Yeah, no, it's Cliff Kingsbury.
I know.
But it's not just Jaden Daniels is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's actually 0% Jaden Daniels.
It's
100%
only,
Cliff.
Only Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. All right.
He's just scheming the boys up.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley sucks. They are, what, favored by 7 in this game?
Maryland just got rolled by Northwestern.
Got killed. And honestly, kind of blown out. They kept it close with Indiana because I watched a lot of that game. They kept it close with Indiana.
I'm going USC. I know it's cross country.
Too late. It's cross country, but here's the thing is that it's a 3 o'clock game. So it's 4 o'clock Eastern.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because that means it's what, like 1 o'clock West Coast. It's a problem when it's an 11 a.m. game or whatever, because then their body clocks are like truly fucked. If it's mid afternoon or whatever, like the effect changes.
Or I'm just going to lay the 7. I think USC wins big.
I'll take the over.
Maryland's bad.
Take the over. And over under 60 there, I love that.
Then we got Colorado catching 3 at Arizona. The over under is 58.5. Arizona's a little disappointing this year.
Arizona, a bit of a mess this year, one could even say.
It's not even like they were fun, and then they've just been kind of shut down on offense. Fafita hasn't really been as prolific as he was last year.
Who hasn't been?
Fafita. The quarterback for Arizona.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even McMillan's kind of still
held in check.
Has not had a touchdown since opening week.
Really? He scored 4 in the first game.
Yep. He still has 4 touchdowns.
Jesus. That's not good.
That's really bad.
That's checked out.
Yeah. Colorado.
You going Colorado?
Yeah. They're the dog, too. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Colorado catches these guys. Colorado, give them credit. Like,
I'll actually go Colorado money line.
Okay. I'll just take the points. So you have 2 money line dogs. You're just trying to like make up for everything else with the money
line. I'll go Colorado, and then I'll also go Colorado money line.
Okay.
So give me the points, and that'll be 2 wins right there.
Great.
Yeah. Baylor catching 6.5 at Tech. Over-under is 55.5. This kind of has the makings of a close game. I'll go Baylor plus the 6.5. Tech wins, gets by. Tortillas are thrown. All have a good time.
Yeah, Tech hasn't been winning games like that all year. Yeah, but this is Baylor definitely keeps it close. Let me look at the over-under, though. See what Baylor's been
55
doing
and a half.
On offense.
They're fine. They're not great. A lot of it, like that BYU game, that was all junk time.
Yeah. But the fact that they can score junk points is useful if you're going to get an over. Putting 21 on Iowa State, not bad. 28 on BYU, 31 on Colorado. And then Tech has what? Tech? You know, sometimes I feel like I get people look back to the Leach Tech days and you're like, yeah, Tech still score a lot. I'll stay away from that. I'll take Baylor keeping it close.
All right. JMU minus 9.5 at Georgia Southern. The over-under is 58.5. I'm going to go home dog. 9.5.
That's a big, big home dog.
And I'll also go with the over. So give me Georgia Southern and the over.
I mean, respect to JMU for coming right back out after that bummer of a fucking loss to UL Monroe and absolutely dicking down Coastal Carolina. I feel like JMU, you know, they lost focus for a game. Then they got locked right back in.
Going with the Dukes?
Yeah. Double digit for the Dukes.
Then we got Iowa minus 5.5 in East Lansing. Over under is 40.5. Iowa coming off a big dub at home against Washington.
What was the score of that game?
I beat the shit out of Washington.
Wow. Wasn't Jed Fish just whining about NIL?
Probably.
I think he was.
He's an NFL guy. He needs to go back to the NFL.
Yeah, man, they did beat the shit out of Washington. Jeez. And Michigan State, 3-game losing streak, including 2 blowouts in a row.
Well, Ohio State.
Yeah, I know. And Oregon, too. They lost. Michigan, God, what a back-to-back.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, having to go to Oregon as well. I don't know, man. The over-under tells me this is a slap fight.
It's a rock fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Michigan State. points, home dog.
Fuck it, I'll go over. 40 and a half.
I want to point out, by the way, that I bet on, you were like, oh, Service Academy game, always got to take the under. I think it was Air Force Army.
Mm-hmm.
Overhit on that. By the way.
No, it was Air Force Navy.
Okay, either way.
Because Navy did it all themselves, I believe.
I'm very bummed that we don't get to talk about the service academies anymore. Not really, because I'm glad they're ranked, but yeah. Fly my.
We can talk about Air Force all day.
We can't.
They're so bad.
Just so proud of Army and Navy.
Kentucky minus 1.5 at Florida in the swamp. Over-under is 42.5.
Home dogs. Money line.
You going Florida.
Home dogs all day.
I will just go Florida in the points. I think Ole Miss is going to look back this year and be like, how the fuck did we lose to Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky's not good. And Florida has been feisty, dude. Also, Florida needs this win.
Yeah. I think Napier can save his job with this.
Yeah. Also, if he loses this game, it's bad. But look, in the last 3 weeks, Florida has been playing really well. They beat the shit out of Mississippi State, which is exactly what they should have done. They beat UCF, and they should have beaten Tennessee at Tennessee. Like, they took Tennessee to overtime at Tennessee.
They don't have to do the fucking two-quarterback system anymore because Mertz is out.
Yeah, I love Florida here. I kind of think Florida, what are they at? This would be their fourth win. I don't know that they're going to get to, and then they'll beat Florida State, so that's five. I think they're going to snatch a win from somebody.
Get six?
Yeah.
We'll see.
But they beat Kentucky for sure.
But 6-6, does that even save Napier's job?
It shouldn't, but...
It might.
Yeah.
Then we got UNLV minus 7.5 in Corvallis, which is crazy. And then
that is fucking
over
nuts.
61.5.
Dude, I don't even know if UNLV is going to win this game.
They should.
Should they?
Oregon State might be a bit of a paper beaver.
I mean, Oregon State has one bad loss. And one, I mean.
They got rolled by Oregon.
Yeah, I guess it's two bad losses because Oregon did beat.
But you can't lose to Nevada. Was that in Corvallis too? Or was that in Reno?
It was in Reno.
Okay, that's a better loss. It is spooky. It is a weird place. It is that time of year. I'll go with the Beavers and the points. I think UNLV wins by a touchdown.
I will also take the points, Oregon State. This is also a bit of a look-ahead week potentially for UNLV. Not that they can really. Yeah, not that they can really have a look ahead week because they shouldn't, but.
Then we got to finish it all up. Utah at home against TCU. TCU's catching 4.5. The over under is 49.5.
I mean, what do you even do with this
Utah
game?
At home. I mean, Isaac Wilson isn't bad.
Yeah.
He's fine. He should have came in at half.
Yeah.
They probably could have won that game.
Yeah. TCU also sucks ass.
TCU sucks so much ass.
Yeah. Give me Utah. Because even Utah without a competent quarterback is still overall a competent team, and TCU is...
Well, last week, they didn't even have a competent quarterback. They didn't have a quarterback at all.
I know, but...
They had a man that could not throw or run.
But that means, worst-case scenario, Utah is missing one competent player, and TCU is just a mess all over.
Plus, Utah can just hand the ball off. They got a good running back.
Yeah, TCU
He can
gets
just
rolled.
Fucking eat, so...
This is my... I'm going to see how I did the rest of the day, but almost certainly...
Get out of jail card?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because TCU sucks.
Yeah.
Love that. I love having that game at the end of the day.
Last game of the day.
So. Uh-huh.
Anyway, we make our bets at my bookie, of course. For Rob Fox, I'm Dan Majester. This has been Outside.
See ya.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.